BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, how is the petition going to get Chris to be manager of Middlesbrough FC? If it is gathering any pace, we need to be quick about it because we're going to Middlesbrough really, really soon this weekend. On Where Do You Think They Were, the nation's best and only conception feature, Max finds out from his mum where he was conceived. But I could listen to her voice all day long. It was just so soothing.
Oh, her voice, man, yeah, it was something special. I know I'm sounding like I'm way too keen on it, but I can't stop thinking.
We got so many messages going, I've fallen asleep.
Yeah, just so relaxing. Talk more.
And another Chris Stark Guide to Britain. This time, we focus on Blackpool. Scott Mills. Now, I ask you this every time this year. Have you packed for big weekend yet?
No, nowhere near doing that. Although, what I love around the office, everyone getting their big weekend haircuts.
Actual We've all
thing.
Done it.
I had mine. I had mine this morning.
Yes.
You've had yours. Yeah, everyone gets involved. I saw Greg earlier. He's had his.
Yeah, we always do it, don't we? Hello, I'd like my big weekend haircut, please. You do need to pack for every eventuality of the weather this weekend because there could be some rain in Middlesbrough a little bit.
I think we'll deal with it there.
Do you have a mate in your friend group who is so all over the place you wonder how they make it through the day?
I think everyone does, don't they?
Yeah.
Are you proposing that's me?
Well, sometimes. No, actually, you've kind of got it more together, I would say now. My mate Neil, who is coming to Big Weekend, sent me a picture of the weather in Huddersfield earlier. Mate, we're not going there.
Radio One's Big Sheep Dash, Middlesbrough.
Okay, so this appears to be happening tomorrow. Sigrid is the latest pop star to be assigned a sheep in the great Radio One Sheep Dash. Apparently, Sue is sheep in Norwegian. So that could be what her sheep's called.
Yeah, I like that they're naming them in a different way because for a while it was just however you could fit Bar into the name. So it was like James Bar Arthur, Zara Barson, Sam Barnder.
It's one of Greg Stranger ideas, but he is streaming it live tomorrow on YouTube.
Yeah. Yes, it's on.
Yes. Also, at the moment, it's just on a sheep farm owned by a bloke called Steve. Do you think we can get a better name for where it's happening, please, where the sheep dash is occurring?
Yeah, I've had like 20 seconds to think of this, and if anyone can better it, we'll obviously go with that. But I was thinking, what about the Flock Off Massive Sheep Arena?
It's a starting point.
Maybe we start with that.
What was it again?
The Flock Off Massive Sheep Arena.
Okay. All right, we'll pass that on to the breakfast team. And remember, it's happening tomorrow. Normally, on a Friday morning, nothing happens where Big Weekend is, but it's changing this year. One!
Radio One Breakfast. With Greg James, Scott Mills.
Pale Waves. Being alive, it's great, isn't it?
Being alive?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But please do bear in mind that your parents did do it at least once, and that's the reason you're here on Earth today. I don't personally like to think about it that it was anything more than once.
No, and no one enjoyed it, and it was
functional.
It was more a functional thing, and it's just like you just don't want to imagine
enjoying.
Exactly. Look, we all know we're all thinking the same.
Yeah, I don't want to think that they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, most people don't know the details because they don't want to. So this is the place where you find out every Thursday afternoon on Radio 1 on Where Do You Think They Were? Hello, Max.
Hello.
Do you know anything about this story?
Not in huge detail.
No.
And mother's tried to tell me before, I think, but I think I've shut her down.
Do you know one positive to taking part? Is that a dog in the background, by the way?
Yeah, it's my dog. Do you want me to
Who's
look
that?
It out? There was a knock at the door.
This is the mum, sorry.
Oh, hello, mum.
Hi, sorry.
This is Sarah.
Oh, we'll meet you in a minute. Hang on, wait there.
I know.
Sorry, I could hear a dog. I wasn't calling you anything bad there.
What I'll do is I'll put myself on mute and I'll get this sorted.
All right, speak to me then. Anyway, back to you, Max.
Max, what I was going to say is the one wonderful thing about taking part in this is that... that's really thrown me. It allows you to not have to imagine anything overly exciting than what it is. So don't worry, okay? It's actually a good thing to take part in, so you don't imagine that, some of the things that you might be thinking up, you can get a definite answer,
no.
Move on with your life.
Yeah, you're so right. I'm sure it'll be a very nice bonding experience for both of us.
All right, so Max, how old are you?
I am 22.
So you would have been born 97?
Yes, March 97.
March, whoop, whoop, what date?
23rd.
Oh, I'm the 28th. Oh, and similar ages as well, so...
You were born in 1897.
One digit, yes.
Very similar. All right, Max, we're going to speak to your mum and once she's come off mute, next.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Max.
Hello.
Now, are you sat down for this before you find out where you were conceived?
Yeah, I've sat down. I'm very comfortable.
Okay, good. I'm pleased to hear it. I like to check. Mm. And mum, Sarah, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Okay, what have you done with the dog?
We've just muted him.
Muted or neutered? What?
No, exactly. I wish. No, he might be both.
All right. And are you relaxed and comfortable with this, Sarah?
I'm pretty astounded, actually, because I didn't realise what I had written, and I have to apologise.
Oh, hang on. What do you mean, what you've written?
Well, I wrote something a long, long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I put it all down in my own handwriting, so I have to admit to it. I'm
right,
sorry.
Hold it right there. Scott, are you ready with the sexy music?
Yeah.
It feels like we should just start.
So, Sarah, is this kind of some kind of diary that you've written?
It is. It starts, this one, the entry is January 8, Budapest. My darling Max, would you like me to read it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Actually, before we start this, I feel that this would need some classical music. It would benefit from that.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm going to edit this because this goes on for pages.
Okay.
So, I'm going to just read you the highlights, but you have to read between the lines.
Sure.
January the 8th, 1998, Budapest. My darling Max, you are just 10 months old now, and finally I have sat down to start my journal to you of our journey together through your little life. Edit. Simon and I came to Budapest in our first months of marriage. Children were always on our mind, but timing was so difficult. One does get settled into a way of life after 30-odd years. You were conceived the week after I finished work.
Okay, Max, are you all right?
I'm struggling, but I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Almost there, Max. Almost.
Beautiful story.
Yeah, it's really, I'm really enjoying...
Yeah, but, good, but, sweetheart, Max, I haven't put anything in here between the lines. That has to come out later.
That's one.
This is the worst bit.
Okay.
The pregnant pause is so absolute here. Right.
Okay.
You were conceived the week after I finished work. Simon, your father, was just about to leave for Prague on business.
Yes.
But I knew immediately that you were there and began to throw up about 1 week later.
Oh. That's nice.
Now, I know.
It does happen.
That's good detail, ma'am.
There was lots of functional issues going on with this situation, which I'm so pleased I did not share with you.
Okay.
Are you going to?
Would you like me to?
Yes, that's the idea of the feature.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Details, okay, so what happens is, I've been told I'm not going to get pregnant very easily. So my girlfriend comes over from England. We're living in Budapest. This is way before the internet. This is way before anything. She says, I've got this amazing thing that you can use in order to get pregnant.
Oh, here we go, Max.
apart from your father.
Yep.
And, brought over these kits are called ovulation kits. Now, this is sort of like the reverse of a pregnancy test. And I had to wee on these sticks every day. And one day I found out that I was ovulating. And that meant that increased my chances like about 4,000 fold.
Okay. And so you weed on a stick?
A weed on an ovulation stick. And I was so ecstatic because I had found out that I was about to ovulate, or I was ovulating. Amazing. So I called Simon's dad. Max. I called Max's dad, Simon.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jesus Christ. That would be like a next level. That would be next level if the granddad was your father.
So I called Max's dad, and he was actually heading to the airport on a plane to Prague. Oh. And I said, you can't do that.
But did he come back from the airport? We'll find out after this. Your reactions to this story so far, please, on 81199.
Scott Mills.
So many people are finding Max's mum's voice so soothing. Do you want to go the peaceful music? Because she's got a peaceful, relaxing voice. Or back to sexy?
Back to sexy. I don't know what I'm feeling. Should we give little sexy a go now?
All right.
I don't know.
So we're halfway through. Where do you think they were? Let me just bring you up to speed. Max's mum, Sarah, is ovulating. And I've never said that before on radio. It's mad. Anyway, she is. And has demanded Max's dad returns from the airport. But did he, Sarah?
And he did.
He came back.
He came back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he caught a plane out the following morning.
This is functional, Max.
It was sort of because we both wanted you.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely. It was a shame that he couldn't still make the flight. If he'd managed to get back.
He cancelled and it cost a whole new airfare, but we worth felt it. That Max was worth it.
Totally worth it.
It's quite nice when you put it that way, Mother.
Isn't it?
I didn't mind that. So, yeah, that's lovely. Thank you.
No, it's a dream scenario, I think, Max. It's often it's. It sounded a bit like it was going to get interesting with the girlfriend coming over and then the mention of your dad's father. But actually, what we've got here is kind of a functional story.
Functional was very much the word that we used at the time. There were two words, and the first one was functional.
And the second?
Can't say.
Can't say on the radio.
Okay. Fine. But also. In lovely Budapest.
I know. But actually, we were listening to Oasis.
What song?
Well, it was from the album of the time. Oasis was like the go-to. Max, you asked. Dad's still got the album.
It's not one of the Bushes, is it?
Our whole life revolved around Oasis. And I think the name of the album was... Was it What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Oh, Max.
Yes.
But I've listened to that with you and Dad. I'm appalled.
And then what? And you listened to it when you were conceived, probably.
I mean, out of all of the tracks as well. What's the story,
Morning Glory? Okay, we could have had Wonderwall.
Yeah. It's just the name of the song, you know?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's all fine. Max, just checking in here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling relieved, relatively. I don't think that was all too bad.
No.
I didn't need all the details. I didn't need the pee on the stick, I don't think.
Max, it's all over.
Oh, thank you so much.
All fine. Absolutely fine. And do you know what?
Oh, great.
Sarah, you are an incredible storyteller.
Thank you for that. But it was the truth.
You would be great at doing... the shipping forecast or...
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks. Or what's that talking
could
clock?
Could I do the shipping forecast?
I really could listen to you, late night, you know what I mean?
What do you mean, premium rate?
No, I mean on the radio. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to go now. Thanks so much, Max. And thank you, Sarah, for being an amazing mother and storyteller.
Scott Mills.
Oh, that's annoying. Someone says, just got back from lunch. I've completely missed. Where do you think they were? Day ruined. I'll bring you up to speed. It was a story of Max's conception today. All about where he was made. His dad missed his flight so that he'd come back to Max's mum and, yeah.
A couple of people suggested that actually she could have gone to the airport, which could have solved the problem with him missing the flight. But, you know, maybe they didn't think it through.
I mean, that's not entirely romantic in the airport. But, yeah. No, he came back home and that's when it all happened. Leah, did you love it today?
Yeah, she was so soothing. Do you not think she needs a job on CBeebies at bedtime hour?
CBeebies bedtime hour. Mm. I mean, it's such a soothing voice.
January 8, Budapest. My darling Max, would you like me to read it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to enjoy this. Sorry.
Weird.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, it continued.
You would be great at doing... the shipping forecast or...
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks. Or what's that talking
could
clock?
Could I do the shipping forecast?
I really could listen to you late night, you know what I mean?
What do you mean, premium rate?
No, I mean on the radio.
Maybe I did mean that.
Someone's mum.
It's Max's mum.
Premium rate. Amy, did you love it?
Yeah, it was like a movie script. I mean, she could be the next, like, Bridget Jones or something.
It was like a movie, the plot to a movie.
Here we go. I'm going to edit this because this goes on for pages.
Okay.
So I'm going to just read you the highlights, but you have to read between the lines.
Sure.
January the 8th, 1998, Budapest. My darling Max, you are just 10 months old now, and finally I have sat down to start my journal to you of our journey together through your little life. Edit. Simon and I came to Budapest in our first months of marriage. Children were always on our mind, but timing was so difficult. One does get settled into a way of life after 30 odd years.
One does. Where do you think they were? Go on. Be a hero. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
My love, my love, my love. Won't you stay away?
Dom in Derby says, is Lewis Capaldi okay?
Oh, what? Because he hasn't phoned in yet?
Yeah. Is he safe? Is he well?
Has he checked in with Radio 1 today? Anyone? No, I don't think he has.
No, he hasn't. But I'm sure he's fine. And I can tell you that he is doing a show with us on Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend. There's actually one interview that we can't make, so Lewis is going to do it. And I think it could be different to any other interview you've ever heard before with Anne-Marie. I mean, we've met Anne-Marie and interviewed her so many times. Mm. She's hilarious. But I think Lewis will get something different.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm totally up for this.
That'll be on Saturday afternoon from Middlesbrough. We're on from 2 p.m.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
You were singing along to that.
I was bopping. Bopping.
You were vossy bopping. All right, so you are in Kettering.
I am.
Whoop, whoop. And a lovely Subway salad for lunch there.
Yeah, I was, munching around it,
So why do you do that? Do you, is this one of those where you go to the car to go and have your lunch, like just to get out a little bit?
No, I'll finish now. I'll finish at half two.
You finish? That's good.
Yeah, part time in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same as me. Finish at 4. Part time in it. Okay, right. I would like you to go first today, Chris.
All right then. Well, look, I'm throwing it back in. You said to do it.
So soon.
So, Anna, yeah, so soon. So, look, I'm giving you the chance here to pick Eamon. Careful with the name. I don't want you back.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I can't hide it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you a fan of that?
Throwback.
No, not
going to
lie.
Okay. He's put it back in there. It's been in twice already this week. Didn't get chosen last time. That's Eamon, or you can have this. This is one, Your Name, Swedish House Mafia. Okay, Anna, what's it to be?
Well, I don't think I hit my reaction when that first song was played. So it's got to be you, Scott.
Oh, no, again.
Basic.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
Swedish House Mafia. Was that you?
Yeah, every time at the end. I like to finish.
That was Your Name. What's it called? One, Your Name. That's it. Swedish House Mafia. A little bit basic, but absolute certified banger. I've just gone down the real kind of I know it's going to win route now.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm taking no chances.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Sam.
Hey, Sam. How can we help you?
You did a guide to Huddersfield for me a while back.
Oh, this is one of your guides that you do. We've got one later on, actually. You were the person that was actually from Huddersfield. You weren't going to Huddersfield, but you just wanted to know more about the place you grew up in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
we used an analogy for this, didn't we? We just wanted you to be excited for the town that you're in, because sometimes you can look at other towns and think, the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
You know, that town's amazing and that. And sometimes you just need to be reminded about your own town and what you love about it. Well, you just need to slip it into some sexy lingerie there.
Look at
show it,
it
off.
Yeah, look at it in a different way. I mean, sometimes I get complacent about Eastleigh and then I remember it's actually great. And you get to love the Swan Centre all over again, you know?
Mm.
So do you feel you've had a rediscovery, Sam?
Yeah, I've fallen back in love with Huddersfield now.
In what way?
So me and my girlfriend, we've been like going on little trips, and then we went up to Castle Hill, took some nice photos, and then we've been on a few nights out again, just to like rekindle his love, basically.
So where have you been out?
We've been in the town centre, we've been a few bars, a few clubs, went up to Castle Hill, thought we might have a like, nice little picnic,
nice.
Take some photos. But yeah, and you, from Castle Hill, you can see the whole of Huddersfield, and it's just great.
Yeah,
sometimes I forget it's there.
Yeah, you do. When you live somewhere, you just forget.
It's relit the flame, hasn't it?
Yeah, totally. Right.
Well, today's one later is all about Blackpool, and I hope it does the same for Blackpoolians, or whatever they're called there.
Let's say that's that, yeah. So no longer do you have to flirt with Bradford or Leeds, Wakefield, Halifax, Bingley or Barnsley. Huddersfield is where it's at.
Scott Mills.
Simon says, see you at Big Weekend. I'm so excited. I presume there are Portaloos there. Can I dispose of my baby wipes down them? I tend to get an itchy bottom. Simon, there are separate bins provided for baby wipes, a bit like in Greece when they tell you not to put the toilet paper down the actual toilet. Never understood that.
Scott Mills.
More Big Weekend problems ahead of Radio 1's Big Weekend. Neil says, is it true I can put on weight just by looking at a Palmo menu? I can't afford the extra carbs. Yes is the answer. And another one just in from Lauren in Hartlepool. I'm coming to Big Weekend with my dad. Is he allowed to wear his blue Crocs to the event? Absolutely not.
Scott Mills.
Chris, even more requests have come in to get one of your Stark guides to Britain.
I know, it's funny this, right? Last weekend, I met a load of people that were asking me about these guides, like, can they have them? It's becoming a thing, and I quite like it, because hopefully then BBC Four will come knocking with the TV series that we're after.
If there's any place you'd like to know more about, maybe you're visiting for the first time, we've got a comprehensive guide ready and waiting. You just tell us where you're going. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Introducing you to Ben and Ads. Hello, lads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, where are you going that you need a guide to?
Blackpool.
We're off to Blackpool.
Well, when's that?
Saturday.
And what's the occasion?
I've got a stag do. I'm the best man for it.
So, Ads, you're the best man?
Yes.
And Ben, you're the person that applied to get this guide?
Yes.
Have you heard the other guides that we've done as well?
We did, yeah. Particularly the one about Chippy Lane the other day in Cardiff.
Yeah. Nice.
Ads, why did you pick Blackpool as the destination?
Because there's about 13 of us going. I don't think none of us have been to Blackpool. A lot of us have been to other locations around the UK, but not Blackpool.
Well, we want to get you excited. I've got a guide ready to go.
Scott Mills.
Okay, this is Ben and Ads.
Hello.
All right, so they want one of your Stark guides to Britain. They're going to Blackpool for someone's stag do this weekend, and they thought, before we go, let's get one of Chris's handy guides. Write all this stuff down, guys, and put it in your phone because you're going to need it, all right?
Yeah, we'll do.
Also, if you're listening in Blackpool right now, I hope I do you proud. Hopefully, I can get you excited about your town. Bit of pride there.
And if there's anything we miss about Blackpool, let us know and we can do it after. I doubt you've missed anything.
Oh, I'd be surprised if I have. It's quite comprehensive, this one.
Ben, Ads, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Blackpool, 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 one of the gems of the British coastline. It gets its name from the colour of the dirty water that passed out of a dike and created a black pool in the Irish Sea. Evidence of Anglo-Saxon, Viking and medieval habitation has been found in the town, but it wasn't until, wait for it, the Industrial Revolution.
It's always on.
When that happened, Blackpool went from being a village to a booming big old broad of a town. Revolution meant steam power. Steam power meant trains. Trains meant tourists. And tourists meant just one thing. Scott, play the song. The other one.
Oh, sorry. Oh, this one.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
and the money a cometh. Three piers were constructed. The most piers in one place in the UK. See previous guides to Southend and Brighton for more pier-based facts. Blackpool became one big roller coaster. Suddenly, you could be taken up the Blackpool Tower or down towards the hinge end, enter the famous ballroom.
That's what they do Strictly, isn't it?
Yeah. You can ride the Big Dipper or maybe have a night out that culminates on the Pleasure Beach. For a stag do, you'll probably enjoy many of the Blackpool's finest establishments. Flamingo. Viva Vegas. Gaieties. Oh. Not sure if I've pronounced that right. Pop World. Reflex. Or maybe you'll find yourself in Funny Girls. Not a comedy club.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a great show.
And while you're in one of these fine establishments, if you meet a girl or a boy, why not wow them with some amazing facts? Fact one. Records released after World War II showed Adolf Hitler planned to use Blackpool as his personal playground. Fact two. The town's museum has a portrait of Princess Diana made of 2,500 pennies. Fact 3. Blackpool has more hotel rooms than the whole of Greece. Amazing fact.
Wow, that's a really good fact.
And if they're blinded by the facts or blinded by the bright lights, it's not surprising, as the Blackpool illuminations are world famous. The light show is switched on every September. It's 5 miles long and uses over a million light bulbs.
I'm really confused by the illuminations in Blackpool.
Why?
Is it a Christmas thing? Because why is it September otherwise? I always thought they were there for Christmas. But that's
really
well early.
I always thought it kick-started Christmas, but yeah. Every year, it's switched on by a famous face. Previous light switcher honours include Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen from Changing Rooms, Ronan Keating, again, from Boyzone, and Red Rum from Being a Horse. The second time Ronan Keating's featured in the guide today.
Yeah. Do you think that's why he did a song called Life is a Rollercoaster? Because there's a massive one there, the big one.
Yeah. And if you're not bothered about meeting living celebrities, why not head to Two Swords, Blackpool, you can find a stuffed Kim Marsh, a waxier Ken Barlow, and an arguably more lifelike Craig Revel Horwood.
I've also been there, and there was one of the Queen when I went there, and I didn't recognise it as the Queen at all, not really.
Musically, the town could be credited with one half of the Pet Shop Boys, one sixth of Franz Ferdinand, one quarter of The Cure, and the whole of BBC Radio 1's very own jockey, Danny Howard, who is from the town.
What a great ambassador he is.
So Ben, and Ads, the best man, enjoy yourself. Cling film yourself to lampposts, roam free, and for one weekend become Blackpool legends. Like the man dressed as a nun that plays a motorised piano. Like Luigi Notarajani from Notarajani's Ice Creams. Like the man that stands on the corner of Victoria Street and Bank Hay Street shouting, Mr. Wrigley's only a pound. Viva Las Blackpool! Stag, stag, stag!
Lads, how was that?
That was good. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
Do you feel pumped?
I do, actually, yeah.
Listen, lads, have the best weekend in Blackpool, armed with our guide.
Oh, we will.
Scott Mills.
Lauren in Burnley says you forgot about the comedy carpet in front of the Blackpool Tower.
Yeah, I've just looked that up. Yeah, I should have said about that one.
One of Britain's largest pieces of public art, costing £2.6 million, celebrates the contribution to comedy by more than 1,000 writers and performers.
But I haven't. Think about it though. I haven't missed all that much.
The illuminations are on in October, in order to prolong the summer festivities, says Juliet in St Anne's. It's not a Christmas thing at all, like I thought it was.
They're questioning a few people, including Simon Ashford, whether my fact about Blackpool having more hotel rooms than the whole of Greece, questioning whether that's real or not. I think it is.
But how can that be? The whole of Greece, that's massive.
It's a lot of hotel rooms in Blackpool, though.
Yeah, but wow. Tom from Blackpool says, that is the funniest description of my hometown I've ever heard. Screaming at the hotel rooms part, but surely can't be true. Where did you find that fact from? Can we fact check
facts
that?
Facts are facts, from the internet.
Great. There are some more characters in the town centre in Blackpool. Like the man that chases a pigeon right in front of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Jason from Middlesbrough. I'm the guy who set up the petition for Chris to become football manager for Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah. Earlier in the week.
Yes. I just wanted to give you a quick update.
So when you set up this petition, it had, well, it was one signature and that was yours, right?
Yes.
Don't they have a new manager now? Yeah. Is it not all sorted?
I thought you're getting Big Slav, aren't you?
There's rumours, but hopefully, you know, we could still get in there before he's actually signed.
Who's Big Slav?
Big Slav's the man. Used to manage Watford, actually, for a little bit. So, yeah, I wouldn't be too bitter about him getting the role. But you're right, I think there's potentially still time. I'm not quite sure where we're up to with all of that. The club haven't approached us, but then hopefully your petition will have gathered some big support and well, make a big impact to the club.
Also, I packed my bag for Big Weekend this morning and my Middlesbrough FC shirt is in there and ready to go.
Are you going to wear that?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are we up to the petition then, Jason?
So, good news. Signatures have tripled since we last spoke. But I'm hoping to get the ball rolling a bit more, so I've been branching out a bit and getting some local celebrities tweeted and hopefully get them to retweet it as well.
Great.
So people like Roy Chubby Brown, famous comedian from the area.
Oh, wow.
I've just seen, I've seen that you've messaged Joe Lycett as well.
Yes, yeah.
Has he done anything about that?
I haven't heard anything back from him yet.
Okay,
what's
Chubby Brown saying?
He hasn't got back to me yet either.
Great, it's going well.
So we've got three signatures on it.
Is it three?
Yeah, it's three.
Yeah, I think we've been this now.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
I'll keep going. But,
fine.
Scott Mills.
I'm back tomorrow for the official chart from four.
Oh, and on tomorrow's Friday Extra podcast, we've got a very special announcement, so make sure you download it.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. So make sure you get tomorrow's podcast. And we'll be on site at Big Weekend and live to you from 2 p.m. on Saturday as well.
Scott Mills.